Making matters worse was that his beloved company was now in the hands of a man he considered a bozo. The board felt that I couldn't run a company, and that was their decision to make, he said. But they made one mistake. They should have separated the decision of what to do with me and what to do with Scully. They should have fired Scully, even if they didn't think I was ready to run Apple. Even as his personal gloom slowly lifted, his anger at Scully, his feeling of betrayal deepened. The situation worsened when Scully told a group of analysts that he considered Jobs irrelevant to the company despite his title as chairman. From an operations standpoint, there is no role either today or in the future for Steve Jobs, he said. I don't know what he'll do. The blunt comment shocked the group, and a gasp went through the auditorium. Perhaps getting away to Europe would help, Jobs thought. So in June, he went to Paris, where he spoke at an Apple event and went to a dinner honoring Vice President George H.W. Bush.